Her master tells me she will call at Gulltown, the Three Sisters, the Isle of Skagos, and Eastwatch by the Sea. When you see Lord Commander Mormont, give him my fond regards, and tell him that I have not forgotten the needs of the Night's Watch. I wish you long life and good service, my lord." Once Janus Flint realized he was not to be summarily executed, color returned to his face. He thrust his jaw out. "We will see about this, imp, dwarf. Perhaps it will be you on that ship. What do you think of that? Perhaps it will be you on the wall." He gave a bark of anxious laughter. "You and your threats, well, we will see. I am the king's friend, you know. We shall hear what Joffrey has to say about this. And Littlefinger, and the queen, oh yes, Janus Slint has a good many friends. We will see who goes sailing, I promise you. Indeed we will." Slint spun on his heel, like the watchman he'd once been, and strode the length of the small hall, boots ringing on the stone. He clattered up the steps, threw open the door, and came face to face with a tall, lantern-jawed man in black breastplate and gold cloak. Strapped to the stump of his right wrist was an iron hand. "Janus," he said, deep-set eyes glinting under a prominent brow ridge and a shock of salt-and-pepper hair. Six gold cloaks moved quietly into the small hall behind him as Janus Slint backed away.